You know, there are things in life that can turn our hearts from God if we're not careful. As we continue our journey through the Bible today, 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4. As Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God as the heart of David his father had been. Think about it. Solomon had it all. Now, for most people, that's an exaggeration. For Solomon, it's an understatement. When the Queen of Sheba says, after seeing your kingdom, not even half was told me. In wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I heard. When the Queen of Sheba says that, you know you have arrived. But having everything you want is not always the best thing for the heart, is it? Along the journey of amassing great wealth, Solomon accumulated a few wives, 700 to be exact, and then he added 300 concubines to mix in just to make things interesting. And you think you have trouble remembering your spouse's birthday. Some of these marriages were for political gain. Others came from the desires of an undisciplined heart. But in the end, Solomon's pagan wives turned his heart after pagan gods. His father David was fully devoted, Scripture says. Solomon was fully divided. And after Solomon, the kingdom was divided as well. Now, I'm pretty sure none of you hearing this has 700 wives, let alone 300 concubines. But do you have anything that turns your heart away from God? It doesn't matter if it's one thing or many things. God does not entertain rivals. You're either fully devoted to Him or you're not. Be honest, which is it? Father, please examine my heart and highlight anything that causes a divided allegiance. And then give me the courage to get rid of any other God in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.